What is up, y'all? It is me, Tasha C, and today I'm doing another video that I didn't expect, but I'm glad I'm black, able to make videos because if y'all watched my GMI, you know, and Young Jeezy video, of course, it's your plug. I'm letting y'all know in advance, it's almost about 40 minutes, but I kind of explained in more detail that I've been sick for 9 times out of 10 when the Rona's virus sisters came in and decided to join the party, made everybody in the house sick and shit. So I'm just happy now that I have the ability to talk and not coughing every 5 seconds or coughing my eyes water. I'm in the corner, weak as hell and all that. So this is shocking coming up about like Nicki Minaj's husband Kenneth Petty and his crew members, which is like as pure pluckery as is, you know, have been based in possibly another person make, I don't know if they affiliated, like they part of that same crew, or they, you know, they just whatever. But even another person that, you know, was, I mentioned, found out while following official Ken Barbie about this shit, like, you know, people up here trying to pew-pew threaten people and shit, and then with somebody response, like, what up? And I'm like, this should not be a story about grown-ass people talking about somebody to, you know, pull up, you know, we outside here and all this shit. I'm like, y'all, keeping it real sometimes need to be sacred because, you know, you don't know who's watching this shit. You don't know who could be putting this down. Like, didn't Kenneth Petty just get out of, like, house arrest and stuff a couple months ago, his year thing he had to do, and now he up here with this and some guy's story, or keeps his story on or story, whatever. It's just like, what the hell? Then, you know, people, we should be embracing people, you know, coming out with albums and singles and stuff like that. Get into that instead of this drama, which kind of, even though I've heard, and people through comments and other things, I have not been honest to be able to get proof yet, personally, or seeing that has been happening over here, but I'll take the word for it. But I mean, it's proof now with this shit. So like I said, you know, we got like singles and albums to promote and stuff, and in the middle of this comes to play. Offset got you know, his new single fan came out, and his album, which is supposed to be Set It Off, is supposed to come and debut on October the 13th, next month, my birthday month, which is October the 8th. But, you know, like I said, even down to, you know, like, Tata seeing all this cray-cray stuff off the net, because people talking about pew, pew, pew. Like I said, Nicki Minaj is also, you know, last time I saw you, she's came up with a single, okay, as well. And her album is, you know, Pink Friday 2, is supposed to come out, November the 13th. I'll probably remember to put like a little picture in here or something to remind you. So, all the stuff with the VMA stuff, but most of it's not going to be like really with Nicki Minaj, it's more so her husband and his crew. But it's just like, okay, we just got, you know, people up and performing. Nicki Minaj got got an award. But some people saying like she really didn't get a chance, hope she did perform and everything and so forth. But it's just like, why is these people incriminating, so think it is real by telling the puckery you're coming and coming for somebody? Oh, okay, I did put this in here. But yeah, y'all, I'm like, it's just too much. I woke up yesterday, Saturday, and started to see this stuff and see that it's still going. So, like I said, it's just like, okay, it's too much money. We need to get these money in these singles and stuff, and y'all, albums and stuff, or whatever, you know, and just live life. All this, you know, you come through, I'm about to get you and shit, whatever. And then some people acting like they have no idea, or just like these dead texts. I'm just like, what the pluck, y'all? What the pluck? But let me go to the first videos that I'm about to put on where, what I first seen, which was, I think, an official King Barbie, and put on like when he started to notice this stuff.
For my long, no, man. They say we dumb. We are dumb.
Yes,
so fuck it, man.
Yeah.
We
office, man. Time for the clown ass.
We outside.
Somebody tell Offset. That's Offset DM me. He DM me.
Come on, man.
Nigga DM Cuckoo.
We gon' he off the set.
That whole game is suck a dick.
Nigga, he off the set. Yo, nigga, put you off the set, nigga.
What the fuck is you talking about? Boy,
yeah,
I'm throwing my head to scared, boy. Yeah. Lot of y'all niggas, man. I'm telling
you,
I wasn't like
that. At all.
Keep believing in these niggas.
Legendary.
Keep believing in these pussy ass
niggas. There it is.
Pussy, man.
Wow.
So, ah!
Wow.
Go, man.
Niggas go, been man. Right here for man long, though.
Man.
They say we dumb. We are dumb.
Yeah,
so fuck it,
man. We off this, man. Time for the clown ass.
We outside. Somebody tell Offset. That's Offset DM me.
Okay, now Ken, official Ken Barbie said this part. He claimed Offset DM'd him trying to use that as a reason, but failed to mention he DM'd him because they've been threatening his wife. Okay, now this is Watch Food Real. Freddie said, maybe that's what it is. And here they mention, which we see right here, because let me take this off, y'all, because I am using my phone to screen record. I don't want that keep coming up. Now, this says, ask Harpy why she mad Big Queens is in the building. We just different on this side, real sturdy, die hard shit. And only one sturdy. One response to any and everyone eating dick, and in these comments, I slap your whole seat row section at the next awards. Your mom, your pops, and the Steph family. I'll follow you too. And it ain't cause I like you.
Vacation, yeah. Planning your funeral, pussy.
Yeah.
You always a street nigga.
Where you at? That's it. That was friend I said. Don't like a sign, nigga. Go Kanye, nigga. No it's shot, man.
Big Queens, nigga.
Yeah.
Sturdy, nigga. What's poppin'?
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
Yeah.
this shit, nigga. Keep it. All y'all bitches. Play, man. Y'all play. It's all funny games. We want to play, too.
We outside. Somebody tell Orson.
Play, too.
That's Orson. DM me. He DM me.
Come on, man.
Nigga, DM Cuckoo.
Yeah, Cuckoo, right? This shit right here.
Oh my god, corny. Rainbow.
Okay. That's always the legendary last slide that usually be on Kim Arby's post. Now, here's what it said. This is why I woke up when I did wake up yesterday to see this. It was Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, and the rest of Temptations spent this morning back on the street threatening Offset's life. One of them claimed Offset DM'd him trying to use that as a reason, but failed to mention he DM'd him because they've been threatening his wife Cardi B. Been threatening her since last year, and the thing is, the blogs won't even post it. Even it was all over Twitter until Cardi Offset replied to paint them as aggressors. Okay, I just wanted to see Thomas. Oh gosh, just
now they were responding, appearing, saying out of nowhere, Offset, you know, DM like, you know, where you at and all this stuff, you know. They up there, like I say, posted outside, let they know with their grown asses that they at the hotel. Like I said, you know, you don't know who's watching, and this doesn't make it no better. And you think Offset was gonna come outside by itself or some shit or whatever, and they posted 4 a.m. whatever, and this was Friday night, September 15th, when they were posted. The thing is, which I'll bring up in the video, that Kai Cenat, you know, he was, you know, promoting. Kai Cenat is in his video, as well as Phantom from the APM group, you know, their streamers and stuff, you know, doing YouTube and chips, etc. But, you know, I'll bring up a thing, but it's just like, y'all got time for this shit? Like, really? But y'all the ones that came first. So let's go into, like I said, I read before, but it is surprisingly, it's somebody else, and they actually are a blogger as well, named Jeff something. And I didn't see this until I seen, Kim Barty's video about this shit, that is somebody else, and they got his entertainment, and they had like at least 6 damn posts back to back about Cardi B. Now I'm gonna get back to Sturdy. It's Sturdy because it was on his Instagram, and he still had the lies up, but that was like 3 something hours ago, you know, that last time I checked. And it's just a mess. But let's go into this Jeffries thing, and also Kimbari pointed out, you know, because some blogs as a bloggers don't know the reason why in most cases, and there's a couple people who are biased to this shit and automatically think like Offset is the one starting shit with it, when based on the time of the VMAs, because you know like Nicki Minaj was hosting, Cardi B and, you know, Megan Thee Stallion were performing, which J. Lee Cornish, J. Clip predicted, you know, that, you know, even though she was also, Nicki Minaj could have been like dancing as well, she did predict that they were going before at the VMAs, you know, those are VG Music Awards on TV, if y'all don't know what that is. So let's get into what the hell he has to say. And to get his ass out the way, I'm even going to post another video. Like I said, if y'all got time, get your popcorn and snacks. Also, his page of what he's talking about. And then I want to go back to Sturdy. I know I'm a little bit off, you know, like not really order, but I want to give Jeffrey Raymond go back to the Sturdy thing and Offset's response and Garvey's response. And then saying like Nicki Minaj also had gave a response. But like I said, they pulling up when Offset is set with Kai Cenat and the rest of AMP group and whatever friends he had a 24-hour stream. Okay, so let's get into that.
Going to use on this is another one on official Kim Barbie. Shout out to Kim Barbie with his posts and the reports. Now this another goon, and this one runs a blog. Like, as a man, why are you talking to any woman like this? All these quote uglies and all this other shit. Talk that shit to a man and get your round ass rolled down a hill, as said at Jeff from Harlem. Now, this is mad, and this is what he is saying. Here go, y'all ugly ass fave in my DMs, because people say harassing, we're scared, and slid out the side door with her eight security guards hovering in from every angle. You mad? Go finish that face or you can look like Nikki and go back to your session with your ghostwriter, because you can't write. You're pathetic and pressed. Okay, and here's Karina Mo must have been the stories. I don't want to hear no people. I don't want to hear no how old is these people, et cetera. People, Cardi Austin have been popping shit in and behind people's back. But when Real Killer is out, so you just go admit that shit online. People be quiet and to claim that they're not for the drama and sneaking out the side door. People be getting beat up and be crying. Copping, please. I seen it. Hey, like I said, why are you meaning this here? People be wild fraud in the my comments right now, but when them kids come out, people be going like, Jeff, you got a business to run. I thought you changed. No, I'm still from Harlem and 128th Street, and I be with the Mad Brooklyn Queen Killers. Niggas will do you done. Y'all gotta stop playing on the internet. Okay, you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Why? Okay, y'all. Now, this is the other guy who was also coming from Cardi B, as well as. Anyway, those, I dissed him so bad. Y'all coming outside the parade today in Harlem. Okay, here's Sunday 17. I guess he's come for Barbara Rice. I'm like, you're a hell crack. Okay, I'm really from Harlem. I can never take you seriously. You, because he's a geek. You with your fake cousin, you clowns. Right? I see the contracts. I know the pay pennies. And most of you have on Baker Rube. I'll probably stop going to my people party because you put you on flowers and I'll party with creators. We only sell you. Here's one that he made 16 hours ago. Cardi B has to get a gang of sponsors to pay for her bunk host video because Atlanta ain't funding her like the first album. Payola's up, which is why her album has a drop. She claims it's dropping next year. And I might even have people should stop keep their mouths closed because I really be knowing. Yeah, whatever. Now, this is from when Erica Nick was acting fool. It's like kind of to me what Saucy said. Tana had went out, but he claims when that happened, when she, her and Bambi and Zell got arrested, which is Zell's to his boyfriend, he used it as claiming Cardi B out as soon as they heard all the Brooklyn Queens niggas was in the building. They was like, I'm getting out here poopsie, was dressed like Michael Jackson with barrettes and penny loafers. I guess he talking about the BMAs, but like I said, like, whatever. I don't know who the heck. And then he like, my skin too thick. You don't want to play with me, dozens. I will have you wanting to unlive yourself on the fence. I had to block because she DM talking shit. She couldn't keep up 21 hours ago. What the heck? And he was talking about, I'm not the one that's mad in my feelings. You are. Y'all are having fun. Someone in the comments said I should lay off the black stuff in my hair. Thanks for the compliment, because this is my real ravage of blackjack hair. No product, just wash the mane, tail, conditioner, put on through rag. That's how I am. And this is talking about your husband's a fan of the queen of hip hop. Y'all can't say nothing about nothing. Y'all lames. And the real ones don't fall for your payola. Look at a meat campaign. Your music career is over. Okay. Cardi B baby daddy was busting his pussy all in Nick's DMs. Which, here, this is. It was so cool. This was actually when Nicki Minaj made love with Gucci, which was years ago. He's acting like this is current on Billboard 100 charts. And you see, All set with the Queen, and the game is Los Angeles Confidential. Here's another. Yikes. That was quick. Love you guys. No fraud. Change of grade you in tears. Your money. This was all jigger. He had fire and fire flames. And Nicki Minaj swiped to see the cover art for Threesome release today. The fraud. Change of tears. And I'll say, you know, hits hurt. That's it. But. Like I said, like, and here he is, like I said, it looked like an Uncle Festival taking Nika's pictures, Serge, and saying, can you make me look like this 22 hours ago? Then there's another thing, y'all mad, y'all getting posted again, and, okay, I'll try to squeeze in what says, like, you mad about what I reported on? Well, no, yeah, I don't know what you put. I'm talking about the threats you making. They said you do my okay, I can't even read some of this because you got the picture of Cardi B in front of them, and then he, and that's 22 hours ago. This is not 22 hours ago, but I'm Cardi, but Cardi B out here bullying, buying ass on Nicki's name, though. I was definitely searching for Nicki's beef for the post, but look what that popped up. She got y'all fooled, but she's a fraud. And here's another one, 23 hours. This is the one with official Kim Barbie. Here y'all go, your ugly ass fade my DMs, because people said her and all sis was scared, said them, it was security guards holding them for maybe girl. You mad? Go finish that face search. It look like you can go back to your ass as ghostwriters because you can't read your prophetic impressed. The hell? Okay, here I think I can see what she's saying. You bold ass bitch, what killers? You yourself talking Ozzy brother head ass, you bragging about BMAs, knowing that shit was packed with cops and hip hop police and kept everyone separate. I went the same night and went out the night after. After, okay, with something, I can't read that word. In the Bronx, and I move around my city comfortable. Grown ass man, what you gonna do talking about you? Get out of retirement and coach, show me, sir. You talking about you gonna talk about you gonna do me? Come do me then. You mad? No, just comfortable. You mad about reported or speculate? Here he is with another thing a day ago. Now, I don't know exactly. Don't come anytime making shit up, because so only Victoria, her and her husband was shook with 8 paid security guards. Meanwhile, Nicki really real street ninjas. Oh, I thought you said something, but you people act like you're scared. Oh, okay. Then he's talking about Offset started with them, which is not true, but you know the side is he got this again. They come and protect and serve the Queen. That's what they supposed to do, make sure not one hair ever touch out of place. But y'all so busy co-signing this project dick mining energies, y'all don't know something about holding your people down real ish. Even had Brooklyn Queens real units with her that night, and people were scared then. Why are you posting this information? Y'all be scared shit up like she said niggas from her, but y'all be quiet, play back with them real kids. It's like all of a sudden they got stuff to lose and not dry. I'm laughing because people pop mad shit and they be scared when niggas go to war one day ago. I guess they were talking about his hair, and that's the end of that. Again, y'all, this is just cray cray. Like I said, now this other dude, whatever, and a couple of, you know, it's making it seem like they had left. I don't know if it's about the VMAs or at the hotel and stuff and shit, but it was just like, what the hell? It's Keith Harvey, for like I said, he's the owner of It's Only Entertainment. So y'all want to go follow or not, that is up to y'all. You know, whatever. But like I said, the next thing we're gonna go to Sturdy and his videos, and even one that shows like a clear, so it's gonna repeat of what he was saying again, because I could somewhat read what he was saying, but it sounded like you're gonna smack a coon coon at the VMA Awards as well. So let's get into those videos. One where the Ken Barbie is mostly I'm going to be using him, because some of the places, you know, that I'm going to use are not going to say, you know, or don't know the reason why Offset DM one of them in the first place. Why they sitting here? This is too much. But here's what Barbie also had to say. This is proof that these fans will defend anything. These fans who are 40 and plus, bloated, dressed like a 2006 rap video, online threatening a woman and family because your favorite ultimately doesn't want any competition. Like, what? I see certain blocks can't ignore this, so instead of their attempting to pay Offset as the aggressor, when these men literally have been not only threatening Cardi B since the VMAs, but have low-key been threatening her since last year. Disgusting. Well, if people don't know this, King Barbie is actually a good friend of Cardi B. So, you know, I didn't know all the stuff going on, but we're just going by the post up also what he still says. Wait, let's turn this off. Okay, I talked about this in the other thing. Okay, let me I got a squinch there. Backstage of VMAs with Nicki Minaj is brazy. Oh yeah, big queens, only sturdy. We kicking in the back door, breaking in back windows, getting into this industry one way or the other.
I got them in my little receipt book right here.
See this, or maybe he took the response down or something, or I didn't see the post was this order. But this is clear because it was, you know, I can zoom in at least a little bit. You know, this is like going through Twitter. And this, like I said, this was posted on his Instagram page. But let me just reread it again. One response to everyone eating dick in the Indies comments. I'll slap the whole seat row section at the next awards. Your mom's, your pops, the step family. I follow you too, and it ain't cause I like you. I think I might have put this on there before, but like I said, at Cardi B, we ain't your average Queens niggas, big dog shit. Only the steady one is sturdy. You talking, but you ain't flinched. You already exposed your hand. Sound like Memphis is nervous. Okay, and this is 9.9 out of 10. Why officers responded with this shit? Playing the background, cause it's music in the background, and this was during the 24-hour street. Now, this is like a 507, the terminal, the dude that made I'm gonna slack the hero, aka, you know, threat Harvey, and it ain't anybody but the role, is what I think he's, you know, of the threat. Okay, talking about don't ever fuck with the story once again. Okay, what is this? What are you proving? What, huh? Again, it's coming for Offset as if they didn't start anything. But what is this? It's because he's dancing on the store. Because he's an artist. Okay. Okay, who started it? Who was wrong a day ago? Well, since he supposedly had this here, I guess to show that up there, you know, where you're looking, please speak it on female business, talk crazy, broke ass to go for, can't hear nothing, resend it. And maybe this is to prove that, okay, that you live in Charlotte too. I'm outside heading, ain't no hiding in the rat niggas. I'm outside gang shit, but you grown man talking shit. But this, like I said, started because of his. The statement is if you're going to come for Cardi B with the VMA started. And based on what words, maybe I might put this later on if I can find it. Like they've been saying that this 31 here has been threats towards Cardi B alone since last year. And then pretending like he don't know why. He don't know why. It's... And he's wandering like this. oh, shout out to Kim Mayer's court. She's journalist pop up. I just want to read her statement, because when she comes on, she's been kind of bent off. Yeah, it's on and off. She pops up. But Camille's corner, the gaslighting, y'all. You were tagging Cardi in your post, talking about she needs permission from the queen to take a ish. You know, use the vapor. I also responded that y'all need to go get jobs. And okay, here's he alleged what Anthony Mandy Night, bro. Keisha Bailey just got the whole scoop of inmates now, Tony, because there's only sturdy ones. And this is him. Okay. Oh, I guess it's, what is this? I ain't about to click on that because I might be music. Here's the outside Zook City, let go of that. Okay, that again, this is not proving.
Fucking money, man. What's up?
You don't know niggas. They said you don't know niggas.
Okay, sorry, y'all, if the volume was slow. But yeah, this here, let me reread again just because we said, like, talking about who started this wrong. And again, the gaslighting at all. Now, if there's some music to come on. Dang, he really promoting, like, to be a. Okay. Your frenzy, because what is. What. Huh? Okay, I'm off this shit. Like I want to show you on Sturdy's page, the one that was actually started the threat during the VMAs or whatever, and then Keith and the rest of the clowns jumped in, including like Jeff. Like I say, obviously he's one of their allies and shit. But like I said, people, this is beyond this. People should be able to get their money, join their lives, have peace and family. Now I'm about to show you a couple of this, like Offset respond when they, you know, did the day the threat. And I'm also going to show the guys not building shows. Like I said, the day that they talking about pull outside, Offset is in Atlanta, Georgia. I think, you know, he's from Georgia or, you know, wherever Kaisen thing is. So that's what I want to show in this, you know, in the video, that, you know, that he was there while the other post fest about pull up and shit. And like I said, him acting like the sturdy guy, acting like what they started first and whatever just session is, like he come for Cardi, whatever, because cardio didn't tell. And it's like the shit you saying, it's like what the hell. And he claiming all this shit too, whatever. And but like I said, he gonna claim, well, I don't know why Offset did that to be peaceful. And then today earlier, you posting as if it's something wrong that he is dancing, you know, with the AMP members, Kaisenet, and, you know, some of his other boys, like that was something wrong. But like I said, they claim they pulled up, which they shouldn't have. Like I said, you know, like I said, Nicki Minaj has got a new single out, of course, you know, which was the Barbie soundtrack. I'm just saying, like, what about, like, getting money? Is it doing this shit? Like I said, it's just toxic ass behavior. And keeping it real, people putting on, letting me know I'm real, I'm, you know, I'll pew pew in that life, and we about this shit. And it's like, why the fuck? But recently, as far as I checked, there has not been any more like threats or anything besides like pointing out just because, you know. But oh yeah, but they were trying to start you. I didn't put that in, y'all, because that would have been probably, this video would have been like an hour and 20 minutes, you know, including the fact that they were starting rumors about now Cardi B's kind of dad is Geppetto. Y'all check that, what that means. And then try to say that Offset was cheating with somebody during the live stream, which is not evidence, and that's a whole nother story. I may file, depending what it is. And if I got to mention,
don't know if I put it in here, but you know, Nicki Minaj also said, you know, I want to play a game. And it may not be implied. So, but like I said, you know, Lady Dodge coming out, has a new single. Her album's coming out in November, Pink Friday, her new album. Okay, Offset's album. I'm just saying, like, people, you know, you got Fan, also that other video that and song Jealousy, I think Cardi will be on this album. Cardi B like has the song Buggles. And we don't know when that, but she loves studio, but you know, she her next studio album. But I'm just saying, like, people, it's all about, like, why is this happening? And why did they come and threaten Cardi B? And then the retaliation coming at Offset for him protecting his wife, but then try to make him seem like it's a villain. And in response, like, you broke me, just woo woo woo, whatever. It's just unnecessary. And it's just like, why? You know what I mean? Like, do that and shit. And like I said, I don't think it will fit Nicki Minaj brand, but it's just like, to a certain point, you know, it's just like, this is fucking ridiculous. He barely just got out of probation, off of his, you know, in-house, had to stay in and shit for about a whole year, couldn't go nowhere. And then the first thing he does is this shit. Like, it's not worth it. And like I said, threatening women slap, and that's what people have been saying, some people, you know, that doesn't make his ass look good alone, because, you know, to try to prove that he's not a, you know, a great person, like and this is a help that better, you know, the woman has been saying that this victim, that she's been harassed and everything. And that makes, like, people could possibly use this as evidence towards his ass and shit. And, you know, Sterling, whoever else, you know, that's up here trying to, like, possibly, you know, like, put threats and stuff. And that kind of could possibly validate that he is the, you know, this monster that they're saying he is, which is just shit alone. You know what I mean? So I'm like, this was uncalled for. As personally for me, like I said, is, you know, people got albums out, should be celebrating, you know, their legacy and all this shit and every darn thing, and people got albums out. I could go on, y'all, but I'm just gonna have the last couple videos. Hugs and loves, I appreciate. You know, all the support, and you know, don't forget to subscribe, like, me, watch the video. I appreciate that and everything. And I, like I said, enjoy the rest of the videos, but like I said, it is too much with this going on. And like I said, check out, like I said, it's people, the people albums and they singles, and take for bear, be able to, next time I have concerts, I'll go see them or whatever. And it's just like I said, that should be the thing. And the petty, I mean, he trying to live in this last name petty for real, and these other dudes, I was like, it was unnecessary and uncalled for. And it's like, man, y'all grown as hell. You know, the real thing is, you really, like, people could use this shit for evidence because of this fuckery. Like, you know, is what is. I think Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B, and I think Offset, have I left, you know, after they did their Buggles performance. And like I said, this was not needed. Okay. And like I said, if you look at Offset and Cardi B's page, they is on Ballers, do deals, post Bama Life, whatever. And it's just that, is this supposed to help their career? Because I think Keith Petty and the Crown, you know, they, you know, like I said, the Sturdy, the one when Pope keep throat threats and shit, when it made, was the start of it. And then you got Keith Petty talking about, you know, trying things that are going to unlock paper funerals and shit. I know I'm just mumbling around, but I'm like, this is just really unnecessary. But like I said, y'all, hugs and loves, and I will see you next one. Like I said, leave a couple videos. I hope, you know, these long videos are not, like, too long, and hopefully got information. Hopefully it'll be a better story, you know, opposed to it. Like I said, it's already been, like, just coming up with, you know, these albums coming up, and already with like Nicki Minaj already going in with them, like, you know, people with swatting, which people be calling usually if they're online and stuff, or usually like send police and squad cars to the house, and people get hurt and shit for no reason. So, but I am glad that the person was caught that sent the squad team even her, because that was uncalled for. It could have hurt, you know, she. They got a son, and you know, probably around her, I think he has more kids with her. But it's just like this uncalled for and not all this necessary drama and shit. Why? It doesn't. That this doesn't help him. It don't help improve nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then why are you coming for Cardi B upset anyway with that shit, and then act like supposed to be mad, or act like he just like attacked or whatever y'all sent outside for in the damn morning? I'm out of here. Hugs, love y'all. I am out. See y'all next one. Ooh, I keep thinking I pressed record button, and this is like my fifth time trying to talk this. Now, today is Sunday, September the 17th, 9:59 a.m. Okay. And the reason I want to point this out, when Kenneth and his crew is sitting outside with their grown asses threatening, talking shit that we outside and shit in New York and how sturdy they are. Kai Sinet, which is, you know, a popular streamer and stuff like that, gamer and all that stuff, reactor and so forth, along with, which I didn't know, which I'm still learning about, the AMP group, which is a total six man, including Kai Sinet, which is, okay, it's Kai Sinet, Phantom, I'm trying to remember the name, Duke Dennis, I Am Davis, Chris Nectar, and Agent 00, okay, so I'm fine about their members. So they have a house that's located in Georgia, in Atlanta, in area, or near Atlanta or something like that, you know, because they ain't got to their location. So there was a 24-hour stream that Offset was at. I had watched some of it because, like I said, a couple months ago, if y'all listen to a couple of my videos before, talking about that, I've been following recently Kai Sinet for like a couple months. I found him first, and I'm, you know, starting to like, you know, you know, getting and follow some of the other members that have been recommended as well, you know, possibly all, you know, of the AMP, you know, AMP group. But what I wanted to say was, is that it was a 24-hour stream, as you see here. 2 days ago was Friday. It premiered like Friday evening, and then Offset came like an hour or something later. Kai Sinet and Phantom were featured in the trailer for the fan video that came out, you might as well say, what was it, Saturday or Friday night? I could have sworn was it either Sunday. Okay, y'all, I might get days, but it was 2 days ago. So, but what I'm saying is, while they're sitting here saying Friday night, 2 days ago was Friday, and you know, the premiere, your video fan was, you know, coming on as well, and you know, he had his merch, gave, you know, all this other stuff. I haven't watched the whole thing, but this is where Offset was at. So they were talking about meet me outside and shit or whatever, and talking about somebody was scared. Ain't nobody about to come out there by themselves. You talking about why you need a whole crew? Why are we still jumping people? Why are we still jumping people, peering it on age? It's like, so many unanswered questions.
We have an object, man. Y'all didn't get there. Y'all didn't stand outside. We up in our jets, bitch. Y'all didn't get there. Y'all didn't stand outside. So much. I'm getting out of the jet. You fucking nigga. What you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
10 hours ago, just to let you know, this is Sunday, September the 17th. So, okay. This is
okay. So that was Cardi B.